Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness to order on 5:53 p.m. on November 14th in the Joe Crowley Student Union, 4th floor, room 420. We're going to be moving on to item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and time, location list on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. And then all my answers were yes, so we can continue with the meeting. I'm moving on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Wissam Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Move on to line item 4, roll call.
Chair Barris.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Bardwaj.
Present.
Senator Evans.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Absence excused.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Villa?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. We're on line item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment? Please state your name and position for the record.
Speaker Ackland, Speaker of the Senate. I'm trying to go to as many of these as I can because I know a lot of you have vice chair elections. I just want to remind you guys the duties of vice chair and everything like that. Vice chair is the chair if the chair is not present. And along with that, too, the vice chair is in charge of making sure that the secretary, our amazing Shay here, can do minutes, either written or recorded. So I just wanted to say that. I think Budget and Finance already had theirs. I think there's probably one more committee that has vice chair elections. So I'm just trying to go to as many of these as possible. So yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 6, adoption minutes. There's no minutes to be approved at this time. And then I'll just be moving on to item 7, reports. So I know some of you guys don't have liaison positions quite yet. That's completely fine. I don't expect you guys, and we also haven't met as a committee in a while. So I don't really expect anything crazy to be on your reports. But for mine, I met with Nevada Cares a couple weeks ago. We established like a regular meeting time to meet about their initiatives and what I could do as a liaison with ACUN. They said that they haven't had a liaison in a long time for Nevada Care, so super cool. And then I believe I have my meeting with them next week. And then chair-wise for SSW, I met with the department manager for sustainability with Director Lee. And then, yeah, that was a pretty cool meeting. Heard about some sustainable initiatives that are taking place on campus right now, so it's super exciting. And then, I believe, hopefully, Emily Homan, who's the director of wellness and someone from sustainability, will be on the meeting. If so, it looks like Director Lee is on the meeting. So she'll get a report shortly. But yeah, that's it for me. And then we'll move on to Senator Atkinson. Do you have a report?
Yeah, Senator Atkinson, for the record, just a small report. I reached out to University Housing, the contact that is in the box, and they gave me a few other people that I can contact. So sometime next week, I'll be reaching out to them and see if there's anything I can do to help them or any events they want to plan before the semester wraps up. So that's all.
Great. And then, Senator Bardwaj, I know that you don't have a liaison position. So we'll just move on to Senator Evans. Do you have a report?
Very briefly, my liaison position, Shannon Karina, was actually on leave for a couple months, and I didn't know that, but she reached out to me a little bit ago just to let me know, like, hey, I'm not on leave anymore, and if there's anything that I need from her, to like let her know. In terms of where that's gonna go, I'm just gonna stay in contact with her, see if they want, if they need any help from Senate. They just recently presented the wagon. So if there's anything they need, I will let you guys know at the next meeting as well.
Alrighty, thank you. And then I do have Senator Kitch's record, so I'll just, okay, sorry, excuse me. So Senator Kitch's report reads as follows. Hello, hello, I'm so sorry I couldn't be at today's meeting. My family is in town. I want to give a brief update for the Center of Civil Rights and Equal Access. I'm with Director Ziva Edmondson on October 16th, and we discussed the state of the office, as well as potential presentation from her office in the future. Unfortunately, the office is down a staffer and dealing with issues in that area. That said, I spoke with Speaker Ackland, and we agreed to be fine if I presented sometime early-ish next semester on behalf of the office. For reference, this is something I did in the 92nd session with plenty of preparation from Director Edmondson. I will keep the committee updated as we progress and work on a presentation about who they are and what they do. Thank you for listening. I wish you all a wonderful weekend. Congratulations to whoever is our new vice chair, Best wishes to Senator Kitch. Alrighty. And then, moving on to Senator Saporito.
Okay.
For the UPDNC, I'm going to be again assisting Speaker Pro Tempore Moss on his initiative. He's trying to work with Madison Eichler currently and establish what the student body actually wants regarding safety on the campus. I will join any upcoming meetings he has within the same fit. Pretty much everything else regards the Student Health Center, but I'll leave that for generalized reports that are on the agenda.
Alrighty, and then move on to Senator Villa.
Hi guys, I met with Nevada Dining a few weeks ago for both SSW and Sci-Fi. They told me a bunch of things like that I had mentioned in my previous Senate report, but they're doing donations for food swipes, I believe this month on November 17th, so students can like donate their swipes. And they did tell me about for SSW specifically that they want like more people to know about their like kitchens and services and how they do really focus a lot on like food safety initiatives and a lot of that. So that's all.
Thank you. And then I believe Emily and Lauren, or Director Homan, and this is my procedure, I'm going to be running a little late. So I'll go ahead and have Director Lee, if you have a report, I'll go ahead and let you have the floor if you do have one.
Hi guys, sorry I couldn't be there with you, but nothing much to report, but we do have our cleanup tomorrow, so if you're able to go or if you've just shared it, love to hear it. We also have our farmer's market next Friday from 12 to 2 at the KC Breezeway, so if you're able to help out, just let me know, and then I can try to find some of the tasks I could have you volunteer with. Or if you have any ideas, want to be part of it, just let me know. And then, I guess for the most part, just talking about SSW Week in a little bit, so.
Perfect. And then, I know Emily might not be able to make it, so I'll go on and just move on to item 8, which is old business. Updating regarding our previous initiative, so the previous chair of this committee, Camille Levy, wanted to do everyday essentials for the dorm halls and accessibility walks with the ADA committee on campus. Unfortunately, I have not received kind of like what she has worked on already with them. So in order to continue that initiative, I'm waiting on that. If not, I'll just reach out and start fresh. Of course, that's a little inconvenient considering the timing, but that's kind of like the update I have for you guys. But that's it. And then line item 9, new business for possible action or possible corrective action. I'm going to go ahead and have us assign the open liaison positions. So what is open at the moment is facility services, counseling services, and it looks like the student health center. So if anyone who does not have a liaison position or would like to take an extra liaison position, because I do believe we only have one new member to our committee and 3 open liaison positions. So I'm going to open the floor for people to go ahead. Senator Barbosh.
I'm going to place myself on a liaison position for the student health center. Do you notice that?
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Atkinson. Is there any dissent? Instead, you're going to stay back on the liaison position. And then, is there anyone else who wants to add themselves to a liaison assignment while we are here? No? Okay. Sorry, the team's message. Okay. All right. And then, with that, we're going to move on to 9B, which is the election of a vice chair. How this is going to go is that you guys are going to go, I'm going to open the floor for nominations, you're going to say I nominate the honorable so-and-so, and then they're going to accept, and then whatever order it follows in is how you're going to present. So I'm going to open the floor at this time for nominations for our vice chair. Is there any nominations at this time? Senator Saperito.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Barbosh to the position of Vice Chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness.
Perfect. Senator
Barbosh,
do you accept?
Yeah, I accept.
Okay. Is there any other nominations at this time? Senator Evans.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Villa for the position of Vice Chair of SSW.
Senator Villa, do you accept?
Yes.
Alrighty, with that, Senator Barbosh was nominated first, so I'll go ahead and pull that presentation up. I'm going to ask you to leave the room at the time when he's presenting, and then that follows. And then we're going to do 5 minutes for presentation, 5 minutes for questions, and then at the end, we're going to do about 5 minutes of discussion. We can always extend it if we'd like. Senator Bill, go ahead and ask you to leave the room.
You're timing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi guys, I'm Ken. Nice to meet you. Next slide. yeah, what I'll be talking about in this pretty brief lecture presentation is a little bit about me, pretty much the same stuff I gave when I was presenting to Senate the first time, why I'm a fit for this position, and how I'll assist Chair Ferris if I am appointed today. So a little bit about me. Stuff you guys already know. I'm a neuroscience and journalism major. I'm in the Honors College. I'm pre-med, so I hate myself off the record. I'm a former NASA intern. I'm a college counselor informally. I just help my friends write essays. And I'm also a liaison to the life sciences development team. In terms of service, I have the PBSA Gold Award from high school, which just means I volunteer for like 500 hours throughout high school. And then I founded the Bluebird Times, which is the first student-led newsletter in Southern Nevada. I'm a debate advisor for my high school's debate team, and then AIQ Foundation is an organization that helps foster kids get quality education, access to quality food, and housing. A couple fun facts, I was born in Japan. I've been through 3 knee surgeries, and I'm a retail demon. I also had a meal at Habit Burger on the third floor, the canned combo. I don't know if you guys have been there, but that's probably my proudest accomplishment. But besides that, I also have a couple reasons I'm a fit for the role. So these are the duties that are outlined in the SAS of what a vice chair is supposed to do when elected to a committee. So kind of going through line by line, first assuming the responsibility of the chairperson in the chair's absence. I align myself a lot with the goals that Chair Ferris has in terms of how we want this committee moving forward, so I think that I can definitely assume that responsibility. Drafting minutes, as you can see on the right, I have secretarial experience and I can type fast, I have to know all your names, so that shouldn't be too much to ask. Obviously, I'm also going to ask for some help with the secretaries to kind of be updated on how minutes are supposed to be drafted properly. Third, in the absence of a secretary and a committee, do what a secretary does. Because I have secretarial experience, I think that I can accomplish this pretty efficiently. And then in terms of helping the chair, I can attend meetings that don't align with the chair's schedule. I'm definitely more than open to clearing up my schedule to make sure that those meetings are still taken and SSLU is represented at these meetings. And to put it bluntly, I will make myself useful in literally any way necessary as the committee needs. So, yep, ready to serve in that regard.
Very wonderful. And then I'm going to allow 5 minutes for questioning. Is there any questions at this time? All right, seeing none, thank you so much. Go ahead and let the other candidate in. Alrighty, your 5 minutes starts now.
Hi guys. I mean, we all know me, it's Cinderella. I'm sorry, I'm like my emotional support water bottle right now. next slide. Anyway, but it's just like a little bit about me. Obviously in December right now, I was former editor-in-chief of my old yearbook, social media ambassador, I volunteer in chat work. I would say that I'm a patient of the arts because like my mom donates for me. And a fun fact about me is I'm a Google name. Next slide. Oops. Anyway, so like what am I gonna do as vice chair? Well, this is just a section from the SAS of all the duties of vice chair, and I understand all these parts. I can assume the responsibility of the chair in case Anna's not here, which I doubt will ever happen. I can draft minutes in the absence of the secretary, it's pretty easy. And I can give the secretaries the info, so I know how to do the job. When I first ran for this position, I didn't really have like a definitive grasp on like what this job was, but now I do, and I know the duties expected of the vice chair, and I can do them. Next slide. But as vice chair, I plan to do my job, and I want to grow my experience as a public servant. I'm coming back to this table again, having a few more months of experience as a public servant and as a senator, and I want to just give my all, not to just this committee, but to my constituents, and show you all that I am serious about this, and I want growth, and I want just to do my best. And being vice chair is more than just like a position or job in my eyes. It's like a step up to learn more and get more involved with the association. I might not know everything, and we are all still learning. That's why we're here. But I know that this position does open opportunities for me to learn more and do better as a senator and as a representative of my constituents and of this association. But, you know, obviously I don't know everything, and oftentimes I could be naive or ditzy. But when I am, I do, when things are important, I do truly believe in them. I'm very passionate about the mission of this committee and of, doing this. And I'm willing to fight for what I believe I can do. Thank you. And then last time, Camille told me to add a little video at the end of it because she really liked it. So I made a new one for her. In honor of remembering, turn the volume up.
I need to watch this right now.
Is the volume playing?
Oh no!
Personally, in favor of Senator Bardwaj, I feel like he has a bit more of a grasp on what he's doing, and he gave his presentation, I feel like, with a little bit more respect than Senator Villa did. I think they're both great people. I think they would both be great fits, but I'm leaning more towards Senator Bard. I am voting for Senator Bardwaj. So,
is there any senators who would also like to add to my discussion? Senator Saperino.
I mostly get this question.
Alrighty. With that, we're going to be moving on to a vote. I believe.
There's no second.
Oh.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Atkinson. Any dissent? Alrighty. With that, we're going to be moving on to a vote. I believe. Speaker Atkinson. Do we vote by last name? Like, do the secretary spell last name? Okay. So I guess the secretary will go ahead and do roll call.
Barris, you're the chair there, right? So you can't vote. Okay. Atkinson.
Bardwaj.
Evans.
Bardwaj.
Saperito.
Bardwaj.
Senator,
she's not missing it.
So.
That's it.
Senator Kitch isn't here, so. Okay. Well, Bardwaj. With, 3.
Alrighty, with that, looks like Senator Bardwaj is the new vice chair of SSW. Go ahead. Congratulations, Senator Bardwaj, you're the new vice chair of SSW. With that, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 9C, SSWB. I know Emmy Hammond isn't here at the moment, but we do have Director Lee to talk a little bit about SSW Week if she would like. So in the past, the committee has kind of taken a part in either helping plan or helped volunteer and support in any kind of way. So I'm going to let Sephora talk a little bit about SSW. If she has anything she'd like to say.
Hi guys. Real quick, hey Anna, Kendra's trying to get into the meeting. She needs the meeting code. You have that by chance? It worked for me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have one.
Okay, if not,
okay,
we can catch up later.
Yeah, I don't know. I think did she try to look on the agenda for chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why it's clean.
Okay.
But besides that, typically for SSW week, wellness and sustainability, we kind of do about like maybe an event a day. Sometimes we do like a couple if they're a little different, a little smaller. At least for sustainability, what we did last year was like on that Friday, we had a farmer's market as well as just other little events where we're giving out tabling supplies, little another cleanup. So just others, kind of like the things that we normally do, but just within that week. But we're looking to kind of do other kind of different things, see what you guys are kind of interested in. I'd love for you guys to kind of help plan like an event for one of the days of the week. I haven't been able to catch up with wellness about what they have been kind of thinking about, but as in terms of sustainability, Kendra, good to see you. We're going to talk about SSWs. So I kind of told them what we did last year, but we're looking for other ideas or things like that.
Yeah, an idea I have is it could be super cool to partner with pack rides and then do a trash cleanup up at Tahoe. I feel like that would generate a lot of interest and be super fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. We definitely have been wanting to kind of partner with the Lake Tahoe campus.
Mm-hmm.
And they would definitely be interested in, you know, kind of organizing something. They have like the capabilities of it too. So that could also be an option.
Yeah, I know in the past, SSW, like our committee generally just comes to volunteer at our events, but I kind of wanted us to have more of like maybe a time. I know we tried with Safety Week to try and plan an event, and that didn't necessarily fly over as well, but I'm hoping that this time with a little more experience with a lot of the committee members, we can actually maybe do our own event, or at least just go and support the ones sustainability and wellness are planning. So I'm going to open up the floor. If anyone has any ideas for any events that we could possibly have for SSW Week, that would be the time to share if you have any. And then, of course, I'm probably going to be having a meeting with Assistant Director Cook, Assistant Director Souza, Director Holman, and Director Lee about SSW Week. So if you guys have any ideas, this now would be the time to share them. If not, we can always discuss at our next meeting, because SSW Week is a little bit mid-spring semester. So I'd like to open the floor if you guys have anything. If not,
Senator Saffredo, for the record, pardon my ignorance, could we get a brief rundown on what happened specifically last semester with the event?
Last semester as in Safety Week?
Yeah.
I believe what had happened was, correct me if I'm wrong, Director Lee, I don't know, but I believe that the committee wasn't really well equipped with the skills necessary to plan an event, and there wasn't necessarily a lot there. I know I planned my own event for Safety Week. It doesn't fall on the committee at all or on any of the departments involved, but I just think we weren't very well equipped and well prepared for the size of the event that we wanted to plan. So it kind of fell through, and then the Department of Wellness ended up taking over on behalf of the committee, but because I feel like we do have a little more time this time around, we are more well equipped. I think that this time around could be a little different. But Director Lee, if there's anything you'd like to add regarding that.
I mean, I think you kind of summed it up pretty well. I think a big thing that we kind of were talking about was support from the committee in general, of just kind of like helping being part of the planning process, you know, in some regard. excuse me, it's just a way for you guys to kind of like see how we kind of do things. Safety Week, just kind of, you know, I wasn't part of much of it, but I know that that's just like kind of our goal. And so I think SSW Week will just be like a good time, just because we'll have so much time to go over it.
Yeah, for sure. And then if you guys do need any assistance, if you do decide to plan on an event, if you do need any assistance, I do have a lot of event planning experience, so I definitely can support you guys in that kind of way when it comes down to it. Is there any other points of discussion you guys would like to bring up now? If not, we can meet early December, and we could probably have more of the information stuff that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I know Emily, she said that she has some ideas going. But
we never
actually got to discuss them, so I think
next
time we talk
a little bit,
that would be more substantial.
Yeah, of course. And then,
Sarah, did you have something to say? I guess, and this idea is not developed at all, but just to start throwing eggs at the wall. I really liked one of the events we did for this semester, so I'm coming week. I think it was the last event, actually, where it was basically a very small mini carnival outside of the KC. I think somewhat like restructuring or reskinning the event to put more of an emphasis on safety. Like, for example, I know they had arrows you could shoot at a target board. We can make it very corny. Instead of like shooting balls, you could be shooting trash. It's just an idea to get inside people's heads what they should be focusing on for the community. Something big like that would also bring music and could bring more retention. But yeah, that's as far as my ideas go currently.
Alrighty. Excuse me. And then, is there any other points of discussion at this time? And like I said, we can always talk about this at a later meeting, so I'm gonna go ahead and move on to Lenham 10 public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Doing this one as a student, not a senator. Yeah, I was going to start for the record. Please come to the Leave No Trace cleanup event that's occurring tomorrow at 3 to 4:30 p.m. It's going to be a really fun time. It's actually very fun picking up trash when you're with your friends. So please go if you can.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's pretty much everything.
You said 3:30 to 4:30?
Yep.
3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
So 3 to 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandwiches will be provided.
Alrighty. Is there any other poll comment this time? Supportive. Come on.
Virtually for the record, and to add on to that, we'll be meeting at the south end of a quad, and then we'll be kind of walking up that way towards University.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Any other public comment this time? Alrighty, seeing none, I'm going to be moving on to item 11, adjournment. I adjourned the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness at 6:02 p.m. on November 14th in the Joe Colo Student Union 4th Floor in room 420.
And on Zoom, right?
And on Zoom, yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.